morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about standing firm. And God's desire is that we stand firm in our faith, in His Word, which is where we're going to focus today's discussion and prayer time on. We stand firm when we stand with Christ. We stand firm when we stand with one another. And as we think today about standing firm on the Word of God, we're looking at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15. It says, "So then, stand firm and hold to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter." God tells us that He gave us armor, spiritual armor, and so that when the day of evil comes, we may stand, and after everything, we stand. And we recognize the power of God's Word to help us stand firm when we read it, when we obey it, when we do it, when it becomes the fabric of our life. And so Paul writes and he says to those that are reading this letter to stand firm as they hold fast to his teachings, the teachings of Jesus, whether by letter, by written word, or by verbal teaching. And one of the difficulties we have in today's busy world in standing firm on the Word of God is, well, knowing the Word of God. And we think we know it. We kind of form it into something that we like. And oftentimes we'll even say, "I think God's Word says this," or "it says something like this." And we must be careful when we're standing firm on the Word of God that we're not rewriting it to suit ourselves. We're not reinterpreting it to suit our will. See, I believe God's Word is living and active. It has a variety of applications, and there are times that we read it, and the application today is a little bit different than how it applied to my life yesterday, but the meaning doesn't change. And sometimes we like to change the meaning because, well, if we heed what it actually says, we have to change. And so we make all kinds of stories up about, well, that's not really what he meant. And I have to ask, then why did he say it? He said, well, times were different then. Well, do you think that today kind of caught God by surprise? You see, with a God that sees today and sees tomorrow as clearly as he saw yesterday, I have to believe that his word contains what he knew that we would need. The timeless Word of God that helps us to draw near to Him in all things, that gives us guidance and correction, that lifts us when we're down and humbles us when we're proud. You see, we stand firm on the Word of God when we take it for what it says and we apply it. And we recognize the attempts of ourself to manipulate it, and we reject that. We recognize the attempts of others to manipulate it, and we reject that. We find the usefulness of God's Word, and we'll talk about that, and I think in a couple weeks, of how powerful His Word is and how valuable it is. And so we stand firm on God's word when we apply it to our life, when it becomes the fabric of who we are, so that what we do and what we don't do are all based on what pleases God. When I think of standing firm on God's word, I've used this illustration already, and this idea of standing firm, it's that recognition that when tempted by Satan, Jesus used Scripture to respond. Oh, he could have used his own words. He was the Son of God. But there was power in using Scripture, using what had been written, using what was already established as the authority. You see, that's where the power of standing on God's word comes into play, is when we recognize it and accept it as the authority of all life. You see, God's desire is that we grow in Christ, that we become mature individuals, and we do so as we learn and as we apply his word. As you go through the Ephesians passage that talks about the armor of God, you'll discover how God's word becomes valuable in our protection. And in fact, he claims and uses that word picture of, we take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We use that word for protection. We use that word to defeat the enemy. The purpose of the sword was not only to protect, but to defeat the one who was coming after you. And the Word of God gives us all that we need to stand up against the schemes of the evil one and say no. Scripture says that's not right. Scripture says that's sinful. God does not want me to rebel and reject him. We stand firm on the word of God when we agree with what it says and we put it into practice. And so today, as we conclude the broadcast part of this week about standing firm, the question for every one of us is, will I do it? Will I allow God's word to be the basis for how I live, for how I act within my own life, for how I treat others, for how I represent Jesus? You see, when God's word is the authority in our life, then we have a firm foundation on which to build. We have a firm foundation on which to stand. Jesus says, and he tells the story, that those that hear his word and ignore it are like those who build their house on the sand, and when the storms of life come, the house falls with a great crash. But those who hear his word and do it are like those who build their house on a firm rock, a solid foundation, that when the storms of life come, the house stands. And that's what it looks like to stand firm on God's word. It's not an arrogance. It's not a better than thou kind of attitude. It's not a beating up others with a superiority complex. It's living with the confidence that when the days of evil come, we can stand. And when all is done, we stand. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. It has given us what we need in order to stand firm in the days of evil. And a big part of that ability is that we stand firm on your word. We allow your word to be the foundation of our life. We allow your word to be the determination of what is right and wrong, how we live life, the way we treat others, the way we worship you, the way we honor Jesus. And so, God, today I pray that you would help us. Help us to be students of your word. Help us to be consistently reading and studying and understanding. May your Spirit help us in our times of need when we gaze into your word and it's confusing. May you surround us with individuals that can help us. But knowing that the greatest help comes from your Spirit, the greatest help comes from reading your word and applying it within the context of the rest of your word. That you are not a God of contradictions. You're not a God that says one thing one day and another thing the next that doesn't match. But you're a God of consistency. And so, God, as we stand firm on your word, may it be done in a way that helps not only us see you as God, not only us see Jesus as our Lord, but may our standing firm on the word of God help others see Jesus in us. May it help others to desire to walk in that relationship that we have with you. May we be those examples. May we be those that represent Jesus well. May we be those that communicate the word of God clearly and accurately, because we've spent our life learning it and applying it and living it. And God, for those areas that we use incorrectly, may you correct us. May you give us the insight that we're missing. May your word be the authority in our life, because it is your word. And Father, as we stand firm on your word, may we do so in a way that continually lifts up Jesus, so that as we lift him up, many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.